Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our Student Leadership Conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone, and through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at leadertrex.org. And since we love DYM listeners, they always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10. That's DYM10 at leadertrex.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 316, Download Youth Ministry Podcast. Doug Fields here with the queen, as always, Katie Edwards, Josh Griffin,
hello,
male model, and very special guest, our regular in this fourth seat,
that's what we like to call it,
return. Is Jason Carson, senior pastor. He's away.
Doing senior pastor things.
And so for those of you on video that are watching, you already know, you're already like doing backflips, you're already dancing. For those of you who are not on video, you're trying to guess who is this, you're thinking, is it Reggie Joyner?
No, it's not.
No, but
we love him.
But
is
Orange,
it Kathy Fields?
Orange sponsors our show.
We love Reggie. We love Orange.
Yeah,
just got back from the Orange conference.
Yeah, it's not Reggie. It's not Kathy.
Oh, sorry.
It's not Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards. He's never been on the show.
I know. Yeah. But maybe people would be excited about it.
It's not Duffy Robbins, who's been on the show. But yeah, now that he's spoken, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Matt McGill. Matt, insert sound effects. For those of you who are regulars, you are so excited. You're so happy. You're not happier than me because I'm at my happiest when Matt is around. But
what is that? What? Yeah.
That's true.
We get it.
You can say that.
I've known him since ninth grade. I've known you since 12th grade.
Yes.
I've known Josh for 10 years.
10 years. That's
12 years.
13, but who's counting? Yeah. I'm counting every day.
So Matt is here. And
Hi, Matt. How's it going, guys?
For those of you who are new to the show, Matt was the co-founder of Download Youth Ministry. Then about 3 years ago, he fell outside of God's will. He moved to Pismo Beach, California, which is about 4 hours away, to be the family ministry pastor, but really to be the next senior pastor of this pretty large Nazarene church.
Right.
He left the podcast. He was the star of the podcast.
He was. Yep.
Matt, we did a live show. The last episode was a live show in Orange. Yep. And I said, we need to bring Matt just for live shows. Because Matt, when Matt has an audience, he
There's
turns it on.
There's just a certain something about
it. The rest of us, we don't even... No. It could be the Matt McGill show.
It could be.
Maybe that's what we need to offer gold members.
Oh, I like it. A special show.
Just a Matt McGill show.
I like it. You got eternal wisdom with Matt McGill.
Yeah.
The only kind there is.
So, Matt, welcome back. You drove 4.5 hours just to be on this podcast.
Just
and we had technical difficulties.
That's right.
The first one we had, we're like 7 minutes into the show.
Yeah,
then we had to gong it, and Matt actually, we're now recording on Matt's computer.
Yeah, it's like the old days, right?
Yeah. Producer Elliot kind of dropped something. I don't know if he peed on his laptop, what he did.
We had a PC.
It wasn't his fault. It was because he had a PC.
Yeah. All right.
Those are made for gaming, and don't hurt yourself by doing anything else.
Yeah. But so, Matt, what's happened with your life? What are you doing? Are you the next senior pastor of that Nazarene church in Pismo?
I am not the next senior pastor of that church. Ooh. So we went there with a 5-year plan. And so we did feel like it was God's will that he was calling us up there. And it was all talked about beforehand, the senior pastor and the elders, and I was on a short list of three that then became two, and then the other one was the person who was a great guy, clearly not a fit for the church and the culture, and actually left you know, to go be a senior pastor down the street.
So it's lining up.
It was lining up, and it just was really, it really made a lot of sense, you know, and whatever. So you
guys bought a house.
It was going to be definitely bought a house.
It's more like a mansion.
Yeah.
For those that are long-term listeners, they know why you bought a mansion.
Yeah.
fitting of a king.
Yeah, yep. That's right. Well,
Matt makes it rain. That's why.
Matt just filters.
Well,
so
we don't need to. We don't need
I
to know that.
I'm kind of holding back. It's weird.
I just don't. It's weird. Filter smoothly.
It's weird.
So that's my
okay. So,
thing. So we went up there. And we thought it was gonna be a 5-year deal, and the senior pastor ended up getting sick, and so he got sick, and he got cancer, and he got really sick, and he passed away after about a year and a half of us being up there. And so, what we thought was going to be a 5-year
journey. And he did not name you as the guy.
He didn't name me. He didn't name anybody. And you know, in our church, I think a lot of churches are in this boat where the elder board isn't really a strong leadership team, you know, and at least this team wasn't. And so they took.
Yeah, because didn't you tell me they were spineless wimps?
That was off the record.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I said a lot of other things.
Good
people. Most of them were good. I think there were a couple dark hearts on there.
That's a typical elder board. Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at least sure that they're all believers for the most part. They took about 6 or 7 months to come to the conclusion that they wanted somebody who was really Nazarene. And I was in the process to become Nazarenified.
You're really Nazarene. And you have too much dancing in your background.
Yeah, I dance quite a bit. No, the crazy thing is that our church isn't Nazarene. Like, our senior pastor drank, which for Nazarene
is not a part of the sin.
Yeah. I mean, all that's to say is they said that they loved me, they wanted me to stay and teach, and appreciated my leadership, and yada yada yada. But they were gonna look elsewhere to find somebody to be a senior pastor. So,
and as soon as they said that,
yeah, I had known in my heart for 6 months that that's where they were going. But everybody was like, no, just wait. You know, my wife and my friends there, you were like, no, just wait. You don't know, and blah, blah, blah. And so when they said, I mean, I just wanted to get out of there right then. But, you know, and have a little bit of sermon and say, okay, God, if you want me to stay here in this role, you really got to show up, you know, because I didn't really move my whole family and away from my friends to take on this kind of a role. That it was a great role, and it's a great church, but it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't my lifelong calling to be a family pastor at this church. So we decided to move. We're moving back.
Welcome home.
We're 38 days away from making that happen, not that I'm counting.
Yay!
And I'm excited for the next chapter in our life. I felt like God was calling us to lead a church.
Were you about to cry right there?
No.
It felt tender. It felt like a new man.
What are we talking about?
Maybe I'll just go. Ellie, can we play a little emotional music behind that?
Yeah,
some
totally.
Violence.
I'm the one that's going to be hearted here.
Yes, definitely.
No, just kidding.
Allison, can you Google real quick and find out when Matt's last show was?
And find out the last time he cried. Can you Google that too?
Yeah.
It was on that show.
I think it was earlier when you hugged us.
It was sad. But here's the truth. I feel like God was calling me to be a senior pastor. And I think that I have the skills. I mean, I had confirmation from people there, but it didn't happen. And so that's okay. I mean, you know, it's not like that's the you know, my whole life is built on this, and now
you validated your leadership. You built great teams. You had loyal people on your teams. You had hired and fired and made the tough calls that other people weren't going to make. You preached 2 to 3 times a month. The church was growing when you would preach. People were stopping you
in
the town, the stores, saying, I can bring my friends when you speak. You know, there was a lot pointing in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of affirmation of gifts and influence and making a difference. And, you know, I've now been gone from the church for 4 months, and we're still getting, someone wrote a letter a card 3 days ago that's, you know, praying for you. I'm still in tears that they didn't pick you. And I had, not exaggerating, I love to exaggerate for humor, but I had 40 people were like, you need to go start a church. Let's go. Another gracious family was like, we'll pay for the building. Let's do it. And so, you know, that was nice for the ego, the, you know, is nice for the affirmation, but I really didn't feel like that's what God was calling us to do, you know, and I would have, I mean, I would have started the church if I and given it everything of God. But, you know, so we're doing a new chapter. I'm excited for what we're doing next.
What are you doing?
I say,
well,
we,
down, have you, know, have you called Leader Treks and asked Doug Franklin to do an evaluation on your leadership and your giftedness? Because they're one of our co-sponsors.
Yes.
And really
do a phenomenal job.
Some of our dearest friends.
Dearest friends.
Yeah.
They're friends.
YM360?
Yeah. Close friends, not dearest friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Good friends. Decent friends.
Decent.
Yeah.
Decent. So we have dear and then decent.
Yeah. I like
Yeah, YM360 would be dearer if they would move out this way.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Set up shop right here.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Great guys. Yeah. But
those, they are great guys.
Yeah. So what's next?
I talk to very often. But,
what's your new job?
So here's what I'm doing. I'm basically creating content for this guy by the name of Chip Ingram, who's a senior pastor in Northern California. He does a radio show. So he's got a church, and he's got an organization, like a discipleship organization.
Called Living on the Edge.
Called Living on the Edge. And so the guy who runs that, I happen to know from, you know, we know from Saddleback days in the past. And Andrew Cardi runs it.
He used to run Purpose Driven.
And so it just, the timing was a miraculous, you know, outside of anything I could create myself. And it's a great position. It's not in the church, which that was a big thing for me mentally to really go, okay, God, is this really what you have next?
Yeah, because you've only worked in the church for 20
years. Yeah, I mean, it was a decision that even though it was an opportunity, we didn't jump right into it right away. And you know, just the way as confirmation, this was as God works, it's weird sometimes, but, the second week of the job, I had two different churches asking if I was interested in being a senior pastor.
Wow.
And not, it wasn't like, hey, we offered, it wasn't two offers,
sure.
But it was,
yeah, but interest.
But the timing of it to me just confirmed the fact that no, this isn't what God wants from me right now. Probably not ever. And you know, this is where you're supposed to be.
So you're moving your five boys. 10th grade and under, back here to God's epicenter, Orange County.
Right.
Well, at least the epicenter of the four of us.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're sitting at the epicenter.
You're not going to be working in a church, which gives you freedom to speak on weekends if you want to. If you want
totally.
To do some consulting or coaching of youth ministries, you could do that as well.
Totally.
We're not trying to create a competition between you and Jason. That is Jason's chair, but we welcome you back to Jason's chair that you vacated.
Yes.
yeah, you pismoed that chair,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, but let's think about this. So we've had for those of you who are regulars, you're loving this. If you're new to the podcast, you're like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
What's he going on? Yeah. But for the regulars, they're loving because Matt created the Sorry You Got Canned.
Yeah.
And then
I don't think I created that.
Oh, wow. You did.
You were the recipient, but Sorry I Got Canned.
Well, we wouldn't have had it without you.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
That's right, because the three of us have not been canned.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I still think someone else was in the same boat.
No.
Let the record show.
Very similar.
So Sorry You Got Canned, and you've been pismoed. I feel like we need our DYM regulars, maybe Eric Upton, to come up with a new shirt or some phrase.
Yeah, I need a shirt that says not senior pastor material.
That would sell. We need new t-shirts. We need to print youth pastor t-shirts.
I would probably
put that on a list somewhere. We gotta do that.
I like it.
I would buy that shirt.
Not senior pastor material.
Yeah. Hashtag youth worker for life.
No. Well, thank you for driving down to this podcast with this new studio that's almost finished.
Almost ready. Thank you for producing the show today.
We're going to have advertisers behind there, our friends. We can Skype in. Maybe you can sit in my office while we do the show and we can Skype in.
You could be our first. Yeah, who's going to be the first one?
It feels right,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I think so.
Well, it's so great to have you. We missed you for 3 years. 3 years? Two and a half? Three and a half.
Two and a half years.
It's been 2.5 years?
Yeah. Not long enough. Not but too long. Too long. Should we just dispense some of Matt McGill's wisdom on some youth worker questions today?
I think
would
so.
Would that be?
Yeah.
I mean, this would be gold.
Yeah.
Let's see if you still got what it takes, man.
No, you're still wise.
Well, you're not senior pastor material.
Not senior pastor material.
You've dealt with a lot of dumb people.
You know, the new Matt is a couple.
What is the new Matt? Yeah. You've mentioned that.
Describe the new
Matt. What is the new Matt?
I don't argue with anybody.
Oh, you don't argue?
I don't argue. I don't.
Do you debate still?
No, I don't even really discuss things. I just kind of listen. Just nod. Smile. That's right. Yeah.
You are senior pastor material.
No, why does it have to be a new? Why does it have to be a new Matt?
What was wrong with the old Matt? When I grow up, I want to be like Josh. No, I don't know. I mean, you try and learn. I actually, to tell you the truth, I mean, yes, I do argue a lot, and I constantly think I'm right, and except we'll be proven wrong, which just doesn't happen to happen that often.
Very rare.
And so
very
it's just really hard to change. But you know what? Like this whole church thing that I thought I was going in one direction didn't happen. I mean, I want to walk away from that and learn, and what do I need to change, and what do I do differently? You know, they had said, hey, we're really looking for Nazarene. We're looking for someone who's been a senior pastor. And so you hear that, and then I always think, yeah, but, you know, was I too strong of a leader? Did I argue too much? Was I too upfront? And yada yada. I mean, you kind of just wonder about that stuff. And maybe, but the truth is, I mean, they're going to vote somebody in 2 weeks that is a longtime Nazarene person, and he's been a senior pastor for a bunch of years. And so, you know, they went after what they told me they were going after. But
yeah.
But it's good. So.
But it'd be nice to know, was I too opinionated? Was I too abrupt? Did I laugh too much? Did I cackle?
Yeah.
Did I cut people off?
Knock people off the treadmill at any point?
Yeah.
Did I come so strong with my opinions and my passion that I shut other people down?
Seriously.
Did I minimize people to build myself up?
I mean, these are just random thoughts.
Yeah, just pulling things out of the air.
Leadership principles.
That's right.
So the newer Matt.
It's just a lot softer and gentler.
Yeah.
Still opinionated.
No,
but
I don't even really have opinions anymore.
So basically what you're saying is we're not going to like you.
Everything that Matt made Matt
that.
Matt spent the night at my house last night. And, you know, I got a new laptop. And he's like, you don't need any help with the laptop. I go, man, I've stopped asking you for help because you mock me every time you help me. Josh is...
Yeah, much gentler. Yeah. I'm the new Matt. I've been the new Matt for a long time.
No, that's not true.
Just in person.
Can't be replaced.
Anyway, well,
if you weren't here today, we wouldn't be able to record the show.
It's so a good thing.
Yeah,
your expertise is on display.
Thank you.
Poor Elliot. We're going to have to buy him a new computer. Some virus. Yeah. Elliot's mad.
Yeah.
Computer problems are terrible. Like car problems or things like that.
I was telling Elliot that at the live show, people were talking about Elliot. Elliot's a little bit of a...
That's true. They wished you were there.
He's a little... He's... One, he's a youth worker.
Okay.
Yep. Do you know Elliot?
I only know Elliot. I've met him a few times, but I don't know.
So he's Kathy's...
I don't know.
Kathy's brother's son.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you look at him, you go, he's much better looking than his dad.
And you,
like, he belongs more on the field side of the family than the Guiso side of the family.
He also loves middle schoolers,
which is what makes him special. He's a good youth worker.
Yes.
But I thought he was a field this whole time. I don't think I remember that he was on captain's
side.
That's interesting. He actually is the small group leader of Dylan McGuire.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh!
Here we go. Should we?
Yeah, I mean, this was so much. 18 minutes of just
golly.
I'm sorry, you know what it is.
Yeah. So if you're not a podcast regular, you want to start the show right now.
I'll add that to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, right.
But if you are...
You'll add that to the show?
Yeah.
I just did in my mind.
19 minutes in.
We've got the whole... We've caught up. All the rewinders, the people that have been from episode 1 to...
258.
258.
Well, he missed some and then came back at 258.
Oh, okay.
And then was back for 300. He was back for 300.
He's back for 300. So, of the 316 shows, you've probably done 240.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Basically carries the show.
Oh, well, yeah.
More than basically.
We've already established that you were the star.
Yeah.
we've been carrying it, waiting for your return.
Yes.
Your old self, though. Just for right now.
Yeah. Your old self carried the show. Your new...
Yeah. Old Matt Brandon.
I'm just here to support you guys.
That's, I appreciate that. Hey, if you're a DYM member, we're going to give you a code to get 50% off the Orange Tour that is happening in the fall, starting in September. The Orange Tour is all over.
Great perk.
That's such a good perk. 50% off.
50% off the Orange Tour.
These are the one-day conferences.
These are the one-day conferences. Actually, there's like 5 or 6 of them now that are going to be 2 days because Andy Stanley is coming in and doing a deep and wide tour right before
like a
the
combo
Orange.
Pass.
Yeah, a combo pass. If you are a DYM member in June, you have been given a code to sign up on 1 day only. You get that 50% off.
Yeah.
So only DYM members get this code.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
special.
A 1 day conference.
Yeah,
and it's half price. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well,
it pays to be a member, is what we like to say.
It always does. This makes it even better.
Yeah.
Are you a member, Matt?
Matt's co-founder of.
Yeah.
And that's an eternal title.
If you're a co-founder, you should probably get grandfathered in.
Yeah. You want something?
Right?
Let me know.
Yeah.
I'll have Doug get it for you.
Do you think Apple Music, like Woz, gets a free edition of Apple Music?
That's right. You kind of are the Woz of DYM.
Totally.
You're Wozniak.
Steve Wozniak.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know much about him, but...
Well, he was a techie computer guy.
Okay. Yeah, there was a visionary leader over him, and he's kind of this geek in the background. Kind of like,
getting stuff up.
A lot of parallels.
That was my impression of Matt.
A lot of parallels.
Yeah, probably told the truth a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and let's think about it, too. Steve Jobs is dead. Wozniak's still kicking.
Right.
So
who's the Steve Jobs in this operation?
Oh, not me.
Oh, for sure, Doug. Look at that shirt.
Josh has the turtleneck.
Only if someone gets
white New Balance.
If you wear a turtleneck on this show, it could be just the
I
most
might do it.
Thing.
I might get some white. Mm-hmm.
Only rewinders would know that Matt wore a velour running suit to Was that our first live show, episode 100 or
100 show? Yeah, he traveled in it too. So on the airplane, wherever the conference is, he traveled in this full.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I agree. So
this is like the Matt McGill reunion show. I don't even know what we should do. We got great questions. I was a little bummed that we can't get 2 shows out of this because we had technical difficulties and we lost about a half hour. And Josh is catching a plane, and Katie has a real job.
You could do a Woz and Jobs show. You could do...
I think maybe that's what we'll do with just for gold members. Like, if you're a gold member, you get a Matt McGill podcast.
So what if it's, it's a mentor,
just
mentor
you and
me.
Him.
Me and
answering
me and
some questions.
We could do
what
that.
If you ask some hard questions?
Best buds together.
What's that?
Ask him the hard questions.
Best buds.
Let's dig out and get rid of that new McGill.
Matt, why don't you and I do a CrossFit show?
Okay. Right after I have surgery on my shoulder.
Are you going to do CrossFit once you get?
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
I'll give it a shot. I will.
You know what would be
That's for friendship.
You know what would be the greatest thing in the world
What's
is
that?
If you gave it a shot and you were better than Josh.
It won't take much.
That would make me.
Very athletic.
I tried.
Hey, it's, you know what? His experience on the homeschool wrestling team really prepared him for this.
Hey, undefeated. Yeah.
You out-wrestled your mom every time.
Every time. Hurtful. There's some of the old math.
Slammed the table as
that
a
totally got me.
Old math's back.
Good to have you. Good to have you back. This is from Alex Gorod. He says, thank you so much for your generosity. I won the iTunes contest a couple of shows ago for a free registration to DYM 100. I'm a double 00 listener early adopter, so this is exciting for me.
Welcome
I on. Was unable to attend last year due to finances, but entered this contest with a promise to God that if I did happen to win, I would do everything I could to make it this time. So I'll see you this fall at DYM 100.
Thank you for the contest
and allowing me to join you. Alex Gorod, I'm the guy when you announced you were unsure due to my name being gender neutral. So I add this just for clarity, not my own. Please don't read my name. Joking. All right.
So it was a guy.
Alex.
Yeah.
Could have changed. I mean, in our day and age, people are going back and forth.
There's the new map. Yep. There's the new map.
Case in point.
What? I'm just trying to be current.
No, that is good.
Yeah. Alex, we'll see you at the DYM 100.
We're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. He can get here. So I think what he is...
No, he can't.
Kind of
he's
sub,
no, he's well, figuring
what's,
out.
What's the promise?
He's going to do whatever he can do to get here,
which
said.
Means he doesn't have a plan.
If you're going to do whatever you're going to do, you're going to get here.
He's going to sell his there's kidney.
That,
for
no, here. You guys are missing. That
planes,
was his,
trains, automobiles.
Yeah.
Seen
sell
it?
That plasma.
Was his, that was his
donate
indirect.
Blood.
Yes.
You think he's asking for help?
Absolutely.
He said... He said, I would do everything I could to make it, so
including
I will see you this fall.
Writing this email and letting you guys know that I don't have a way here yet. I need somebody.
Let me tell you a little bit about DYM 100,
yes.
Okay? Since you're like the Wozniak, the co-founder who disappeared, you really don't know a lot less than me. Although he did just release a game called Churros and Burros.
Churros and Burros crushed.
Yeah, in time for Cinco
de Mayo. Clearly the greatest youth ministry game after the Human Dojo.
Okay. So DYM 100, we had too many people.
Unfortunately,
we had too many people sign up. They had to fill out applications a little bit. We had too many people. So in my pastoral spirit, I said,
AKA people pleasing,
I said we can't say no to these people.
Yeah, sass is transferred.
We gotta have two. We gotta have two.
We got two of them.
So we did two.
Yes.
And then
calling the DYM 200.
No, it's 100 week one, 100 week two. And then because a lot of the people that applied, you know what it's like. You get excited and then you can't figure out finances, somebody's having a baby, the dates are over your leadership team, whatever. Yeah. We filled up both of them. But we've now had a couple of people drop off, and so we have a couple.
We have a little bit of space,
but we're only taking DYM 100 caliber people. Well, you got to be a member. So if you're not a member, don't even apply.
Yeah,
but we do have a couple spots that we could squeeze you into. You'd have to go ahead and write me at the podcast at downloadyouthministry.com. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, if you're interested.
So are you going to help this guy get here or what?
He's getting in free.
He's getting in free. Our CFO, Fadi, just walked in and we're trying to... We already lose money on everything we do.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fadi's coming in to tell us that right now, too. Yeah. We lost more money. We're happy.
You're clearly not losing money on the tech for the podcast because we're using my computer to record right now.
So. And we do have an $11 tripod.
Yeah.
That was Amazon.
And we do have a TV behind us, Fadi, that one of these days we're going to...
With a magical scene.
Here's one of the thoughts I've had, Fadi, is what if like when we
you
don't...
Thoughts, Fadi?
No, thoughts I've had.
Thoughts, Fadi.
We put a camera in your office.
I'm going to do a live look-in.
We just...
What's Fadi doing?
We just check in.
What's Fadi doing?
What in the world is Fadi up to?
We just check in.
Yeah, we just check in.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah. He's already got cameras everywhere else.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's true.
No kidding. This is from Jason Underwood. Hey, I know Doug has said that people who love God like students and want to play on a team are people you want to put on your ministry team. I have one such person who's interested in serving on the student ministry team, but is unfortunately someone that I would never choose to hang out with. He's a great guy by most accounts. He and I are just not socially compatible, and many of the students, though they appreciate his passion and sincerity, find him awkward. So here's where I need your help. Do I create some place for him to serve with us, or do I find a gentle way to tell him that another area of service might be better, and how would you go about doing either one?
So someone's a little socially awkward.
Uh-huh.
And what you don't want to say is,
you're not cool, and so we're not letting you serve.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying.
Well,
you took the word.
How many times have I told you, Matt, you're not, you're socially awkward?
More times than I can count.
And you're a great youth worker.
And you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jason, you want people on your team that are socially awkward because there's going to be kids in your ministry that are socially awkward and they're going to connect with them. Yeah. You're not always trying to find people that you're going to become best friends with and hang out with. You're looking for diversity and variety of gifts and the whole bit.
Absolutely.
So,
I'll help him figure it out. I'll help him find, help those students and him find each other.
Yeah.
You know, there's students that are socially awkward and going through all sorts of crazy stuff. And
well, he probably has specialized interests. So find the students that share that interest. Like if it's computers or whatever it is, video, whatever.
Yeah. You don't have to be best friends with everybody on your volunteer team. You just have to love everybody on your
team. And is that person responsive to your leadership? Are they a listener? Are they a trainer?
That's what I was going
to
say, too.
That's great.
Sometimes those people end up surprising you, you know, because if they buy into everything that you're talking about, those things, then I think, you know, it's really cool to see their ministry unfold in their niche.
Exactly.
It's cool.
Yeah. Where it becomes a drag is if his presence in the ministry is making other people, kids, not want to show up.
Sure.
I mean, that's something that needs to be addressed somehow.
Yeah.
And how would you do that?
Yeah, how would the new Matt pay that?
How would the new Matt? I mean, the old Matt would say, dude, you are such a loser. You need to go duplicate the CDs in the back room. But I would never do that.
Duplicate the CDs in the back room.
I'm just,
Here's an illustration. We're running into the 90s.
And you've been out 3 years.
Where are most churches at? You tell me. Wait a minute. Maybe that's just the church I came from. Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough. I mean, if this guy's greeting at the front of the ministry, creeping everybody out, then maybe you don't have him be a greeter at the front of the ministry.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, could work the computer table in the back, or could there's a spot for,
you know, one of the best table leaders we had is somebody who has a little bit of socially awkward skills, but
which person?
That's kind.
Oh, you're
But I'm going, that the person showed up every single week. Mm-hmm. His table was always the first one to fill up because
he brought candy.
He loved those kids. Yeah. He'd show up at their games, the whole bit. Yeah. I mean, he's not like, you're not going, man, you're the coolest guy I've ever met.
Right.
But
you know, this is the same person that for the Halloween party showed up with body paint. And that was a little awkward.
My point.
But that was great. Yeah, Spider-Man body paint is unbelievable.
I love that person dearly.
That's funny.
But I think sometimes, as a leader, there's people you don't necessarily connect with, but, you know, like you said, you don't have to be best friends with everybody. And I've definitely brought people onto my team and I thought, I wonder how this is going to go. They have the right heart. They're excited. They're buying in. So those things are all kind of intact, but I didn't necessarily know until they got, you know, started leading a small group or kind of got connected. And some of those more awkward leaders, especially with middle school,
I was just
think about moving them to middle school because
moving to middle school would be a perfect
fit. We're kind of an awkward spot anyways. Yes. And so I think sometimes some of the socially awkward leaders do actually fit really well in middle school. I think sometimes it's a good spot for them.
That's good. Hey, here's a question sent in from Cody Kirk from Dallas. I've been a gold member of DYM before youth ministry was an option for me.
Wow. Welcome to the family.
I work at a place that helps teens get off drugs and beat depression by seeing them through the lens of the gospel and then share the gospel with them. And I use a lot of your resources to help them. So thanks. I have the opportunity to be a youth pastor and come into a place where they have great leaders who are supportive and are there weekly. They're a tight-knit group. My question is, how do I potentially step in and mesh with a group of leaders that are already established and have a tight group together without being awkward or being pushy to want to develop a relationship. P.S. Tell Allison I'm 27 and looking to go on an adventure.
Oh, what?
Wow, this guy, very real.
Yeah.
Let's this just push pause on that question.
Yeah, he is.
Cody Kirk from Dallas.
She's Googling right now.
And,
wow. And I have forgotten the question already. All I can think about is love.
Is he coming to DYM 100?
He is now. Put him on the list.
I'm wondering.
He's a gold member. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, that's anybody who's a member is exciting. But if they're coming to DYM 100, we have set people up before. Single people.
Oh, the dates.
What he's referring to is one of the episodes when you were gone and I filled in and they quizzed me on what I'm looking for in a guy.
Oh, what you were looking for.
And all of that.
Well, 27 and ready for adventure fits.
Allison, he obviously has seen you.
Oh, man.
Embarrassingly enough, we're in this exact same outfit.
You're welcome that I missed a show.
So the question is, be a youth pastor. Cool. Yeah. What'd you find?
So before you accept this position and jump into it, it would be totally legitimate and normal for you to hang out with this group and see if there's a relational fit, even if it's under the just under the idea of, hey, tell me a little bit about the ministry. I want to hear what's going on. You know, I don't know if this is a fit and just listen to what's going on, and you'll know. I mean, you know, pretty quick if you can mesh with some people, you know, and so a dinner or coffee or something like that. And if it feels good and you feel called.
Well, here's what I would say. That is a great thing to do. If you're walking into a place where leaders like each other and they're consistent.
Oh, I agree.
That's a healthy sign.
Yeah,
healthy sign.
Unless it's a clique, you know, and they don't like anybody on the outside. And I mean,
That's a good situation to walk into. And any leader is going to feel like an outsider. You got to do your work. You got to do your job and get to know them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is more important than getting to know the kids, or at least as important as getting to know the kids, is getting to know those leaders that work with them.
So you say that's a good situation. I just don't like to be so definitive. Just automatically.
That's the new map.
It's probably a really good situation.
Okay, quick update on Allison. She's a little red. She's a little... What's the verdict?
I haven't missed that.
There's no Wi-Fi.
I'm frantically searching over here.
I should make a list of things I haven't missed about Matt.
Crustier trends. Being chief among them.
Yep, that was it.
We still love
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. I knew I was going to get a hearing aid anyway, but it's just...
Whatever was left is now gone.
Hey, here's the deal. The next show, we've got some questions, like a very general question about do weddings of people who are outside of the faith?
Oh,
you know, you're asked to.
Which faith?
The
Baal faith.
Discipline. I mean, they're great questions. Speaking questions. What do you do when your pastor's last minute? The question we get, like. We revisit maybe every quarter at least, is when do you split up your groups? Got a bunch. Mm-hmm. When to quit? Mm-hmm. There's some really good questions. So, when to quit?
Right before you get canned.
Sorry, you got fizz mode. Anyway, everybody. Episode 316. We didn't get too many questions.
No, but it was
great
a good
to be together.
But we're together. Matt was back. We missed Jason.
Yes.
We have done 316 episodes. We continue to answer people's questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Send your questions to podcast at downloadyouthministry.com.
I don't know. Not my thing.
Yeah, we're
sorry.
We got a good role thing. Didn't get to a lot of questions today, but Matt. I don't know if it's worth your 4.5 hours of driving down.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
How about this? I will fill up your truck
with
gas.
That's a lot of gas.
I know.
He's got two tanks.
I know. But we're hoping to get two shows out of it and can't because...
Do a mentor me. Let this month's mentor me be you and McGill. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would listen
Josh,
to the show.
Josh
I
trying to get out of
his job.
Is it that obvious?
Yeah.
Is that obvious?
What would the title be? Your nails are fabulous, by the way. Are those called gels?
Yeah.
If Josh's was how to leave well, Matt's could be how to come back well.
Yeah, I like it. How to return well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I've done that either.
Well, you're 38 days.
Right,
you know. Oh, we can just title it the new McGill.
With my new ministry, it's they're all over the United States, so my meetings are all online. Yeah. So I've got like 2 meetings a week, which is fantastic.
Wow.
And usually it's just 1 meeting a week, but there's a mute button. And so my cackles, no one else has to experience
it. No one else knows.
Yeah.
I would say
if only I could have that mute button.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are 3 things that you learned in the last season of ministry? I'd listen to that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think there's a deep well there, and people haven't heard from you in a while. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. No, I don't know. There's a deep well. But it was the lady's found something. So
oh, he's cute. Look at her.
No, we're looking through all of the Cody Kirsch on Instagram and trying to figure out who he is. But there's like guys posing with dead antelope and
that's the one.
He's
adventure.
Wait, he said Dallas. Hey,
you
this
have a photo database. Of
this
your
just
numbers?
In. Oh, this boy. Just in.
Oh, here we go. Orange two or two?
No, we have a Slack channel that shows up when different things happen, and I get one that's when people buy a Download Youth Ministry bundle.
Oh yeah, DYM University.
DYM University
for the whole church,
right there. The license, yeah.
That's
just got one right there sitting there.
That's beautiful.
We love those people.
We do.
Yeah, yeah. Excited about that.
And Allison's gonna love old Chad Higgins.
Hey, are we done with show 316?
Cody Cook.
Yeah, we're done.
Was that it? We're done. Okay,
we're done.
Goodbye.
Matt,
great to be with
back.
You.
Welcome back, Katie.
Yeah, great to see you.
Do a mentor me. Do a mentor me.
CrossFit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, CrossFit on 3. Hey, I couldn't even give someone a high five after yesterday's workout. It was brutal.
Yeah. Do you want me to turn this off now, or do you want to keep whining?
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.